Up next on American Restoration.
It's a two-man chainsaw.
Whoa.
I am hoping it will work again.
If it's seized, which it is, we're SOL.
Oh, wow.
This is a 1930s golf ball slot machine.
This looks like it came off a golf ball machine, but this part doesn't. The main problem I have is I got mech issues, and then there's like some electromechanical stuff going on the bottom of it. So that's why I got you both here.
This is beyond repair because it's solid rust.
We're in trouble.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
I get all sorts of awesome projects in my shop every day. And because these items are from back in the day when nobody threw anything away, a lot of these machines have been worked on and pieced back together from whatever was available. So it's my job to put these puzzles back together.
Rick, somebody's got something for you here.
Hey, I'm Rick, how are you?
Willie.
You look good to meet you.
I came to Rick's today to see if he could restore my Mills golf ball slot machine.
Oh, wow.
Since I bought the machine 25 years ago, I've never seen the machine work, so I hope Rick can get it both operational and pretty.
I found this in northeast South Dakota about 25 years ago at an auction, and I've always been an avid golfer, and I thought it would be a great golf collectible.
It's definitely a collectible. It's a Mills Page Boy. That's what this signifies. It's real rare, actually. It's very Art Deco. You can see this here. I mean, it looks like the Empire State Building. I mean, that's the design of it. These machines were actually at country clubs. You weren't allowed to have a gambling device. So a lot of these guys were making their money buying machines that had gum vendors or a toy coming out of it or a golf ball.
The golf ball vendor was marketed in the 30s exclusively to golf course clubhouses. It would hold as many as 114 balls, and it would pay out 20 for the jackpot.
Oh, yeah. See this tube? This looks like it came off a golf ball machine. But this part doesn't. This one up here is a coin machine.
I had no idea that it wasn't an original golf ball machine.
Right. They wanted it to look that way.
A lot of people back in the day repurposed items like this using parts from other machines. So not only do I have a restoration to do, I gotta figure out how to make it as original as possible.
So you basically want to restore it like it would be a golf ball machine.
Right.
Does that sound right?
I want it functional.
Okay, all right, okay.
The bottom line is, what will it cost?
And to restore it the way you want, go through the mech and do all the back and stuff like that, do the wood. I'm looking around $8,000 to do the whole machine.
That's a lot of quarters.
That's a lot of quarters. But restored one of these, they're about $15,000 to $18,000. Some of them go up into the 20s.
I think I can live with that.
All right. Okay. All right. Awesome.
This project is a lot bigger than it looks. Not only am I going to have to bring in my slot machine guy, but in order to make it dispense golf balls, I'm going to need an electronics expert as well.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Rick.
Hey, I'm Mickey.
Mickey, how can I help you, bud?
I got an old tool here I want to see if you can restore for me.
Okay.
All right.
Whoa, check that out.
It's a two-man chainsaw.
That thing's very, very cool.
I got the chainsaw from my dad. He handed it down to me. It hasn't been used in years, and it's in real bad shape.
Two-man chainsaws. Can you imagine operating one of these things?
I know. It must have been rough.
Yeah. There's a guy here on this end.
Yeah.
You know, you're holding on to it. The other guy has his one hand on that. If you just dip your blade down a little bit where it comes into a wrong angle, it's going to snap back. It's going to throw you off, and next thing you know, you're getting hurt.
Yeah.
So they're really, really dangerous. You really need to know what you're doing.
Chainsaws like this were first sold in the 1920s, bringing on a huge increase in lumber production. The invention of the one-man chainsaw in 1950 allowed smaller crews to cut down more trees.
First, I need to ask you what you want to do with it.
I'm thinking red, maybe some black. I build houses, and that's the color of my logos and stuff.
Oh, okay, for the company.
Right. I'd like to chrome this.
Okay. It would look really, really sharp. There's a lot of pieces on here that could be very shiny. I mean, this is all aluminum.
Okay.
This would polish out beautiful. And you're going to display this?
Yeah. I've never seen it working. I am hoping it will work again.
Oh.
Motors are always the very first thing I check when I'm doing stuff, and if it's seized, which it is, that usually means that the piston on the inside either didn't get enough oil or it wasn't oiled correctly, and the piston scarred the walls of the cylinder, and it got stuck. It's stuck. That's going to be one of my biggest issues to try to make the motor run. Do you know what brand it is?
I have no idea what brand it is.
If it is a major brand, I probably can find parts.
Okay.
But if it's an off-brand, we're SOL. So, to do all that, find the parts, get the thing running, I'm looking probably $5,500 to restore the whole piece.
$5,500, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I say do it.
Okay, I'm a little worried about parts, but I want to make it run for you, okay?
Okay.
Let's go in the office, and we'll take care of the rest of the paperwork,
okay,
and then we'll get started.
I am concerned about him being able to find parts since there was no name on there, so I hope he'll be able to get it running again.
It's over here.
The golf ball machine is a hybrid that uses circuitry that you might find in a pinball machine. So I called in my dynamic duo, Mike, my slot guy, and Tim, my pinball guy.
Check out that. And this is what I thought of you, Tim. I mean, it's got some kind of a stepper in there.
The stepper would step through and check each position for a win and pay out in golf balls. It would then slide down this habit trail thing and come out in the payout cup instead of coins. You'd get golf balls.
Right.
Most of the time, slot machines are strictly mechanical, but this one had been converted to electronic as well to dispense the golf balls. And I'm fascinated because a lot of the circuits are the same as those used in pinball machines.
We'll fix this all up. I'll rebuild the whole thing. It'll have new strips on it, so it'll have golfers on there. It'll have the hole-in-one. It'll have a sand trap, and it'll match the award card. It'll look great, and we'll get rid of these.
Awesome.
And there's some contact points here, which that's going to be Tim's. Tim.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All that right there, right?
Yeah. Some of this is going to have to be replaced. Some of it just has to be cleaned. If you look at the wiring, it's the old cotton-covered wiring. Constantly a problem with cotton-covered wire just bursting into flames. So I'll replace all that.
Awesome.
I'm so glad I called these guys in. If Mike's able to fix this mech with all authentic parts, and Tim can get these electronics back in shape, it'll be closer to an actual golf ball slot machine than it ever was.
When we go to painting on this thing, is this the original color? This green?
Not for a golf ball machine. It's going to be wrinkle brown.
So it's got to go brown.
Right.
Okay, so we'll make this thing one really nice piece for this guy. I know we're going to blow him away. I mean, all three of us together on one machine is going to be bad.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Come on, guys. Thanks. One, two, three. Holy that's the same chainsaw?
It's mean looking.
This is the brains of the operation. Without the brains, the machine gets the big hammer.
We may not make it.
Yeah.
What do we got?
I'm hoping you could tell me.
It looks like a dinosaur.
The biggest challenge of the chainsaw project will be getting it running again. So I got one of my best motor guys, Ed, tearing it down with Kyle to see if they can get to the core of the problem. I love Ed's delicate touch. It works almost every time.
Bingo!
Rick told us as we're tearing this thing down, we had to figure out what brand it is. That way he can research it easier. So hopefully we can find an ID tag somewhere on this thing.
I don't see any numbers.
You know, there should be a flag or tag, something somewhere.
Ooh.
Is that water or fuel?
That's water.
You know, water and engines don't go good together.
Nope. Depending on how this cylinder looks in there, we'll determine if it's salvageable.
Holy
oh, no. That is the inner coating for the cylinder. The cylinder will have to be re-chromed, new rings, new piston, if it's even available.
Well, we still don't even know what this is.
Right.
That's not good, Ed. We need to get with Rick. We need to show him this right now.
Not only did we not find a manufacturer on this chainsaw, we also discovered the motor might be toast. I have to tell Rick right away.
What do we got?
Don't look good, Rick.
This is all stuck together. That's a big problem. Huge problem.
So soak it in the cleaner, basically, to get it all clean, degunked, and then I'd lubricate it and let it sit for a few hours, and then I'd try to get it to move, get it out. I'm gonna research this till I find the manufacturer. If we can't find parts, it will never work again. All right, guys.
Well, let's get it soaking up.
Maybe we'll find a number on it when we get all the grease off.
Well, if you do, let me know.
Yes, sir.
Got some problems with the golf ball slot machine.
We've been working on a slot machine that pays out in golf balls instead of quarters. While my slot expert Mike has been working on the mech, Tim has been working on the electromagnetic piece, and it looks like he has some issues.
This is a mechanism that's supposed to count and dispense the golf balls. This step unit here is beyond repair. The corrosion and rust is so complete, I gotta find another one, and then I gotta program it to do what this one used to do.
Oh my God.
When you pull the handle and the reels stop, this part is what's supposed to determine that there's a winner there, and then it's supposed to pay out a certain amount of golf balls for that winner. This is the brains of the operation. Without the brains, usually what happens is the machine gets the big hammer. I'm not hopeful.
We may not make it.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Tim's the only guy that I know that can pull this off. If he can't, I'm gonna have a very disappointed customer.
Ed, how long has this been in here?
Overnight. It soaked all night long.
So far it's just been degreasing it, right?
Yeah, I haven't put it in the rust tank yet.
When we tore down the saw, I found out that the motor was seized. So I had Ed soak it overnight. So now I'm gonna see if it's unstuck. You ready?
Got it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Awesome.
I didn't think it was coming out.
And there's the rust.
Yeah, it just rusted itself to the cylinder. Now that we know that it's rusted instead of seized, probably once we go into the rust stuff, all this stuff will come off. Just keep on going at it. I'd like to get a new piston, but if I can't find one, we may be able to salvage the one we have.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Don't go too fast, it's gonna take off.
A while back, a customer sent us a 1940s Murray airplane pedal car. The restoration is almost complete. I just wanna have one more look before we ship it off.
It was destroyed when it came in. Really beat up.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It
looks sharp.
Ted did a great paint job on it.
Oh yeah, I like the sparkle in it.
Yeah, it looks good. This is called a pursuit plane. It's got pursuit right across here, and of course with the U.S. Air Force shield on the top. It was missing these tails, it was missing the steering wheel, it was missing the prop. And the cool thing is when you're running, it's actually spinning away, you know? It's cool, huh?
Yeah.
Be taken off.
Cool.
Looks fantastic.
All right, let's take a little flight.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Rick.
How you been?
Doing good.
Yeah, I can see you're working on the golf ball slot. Please tell me you got a little better news than the last time you talked to me.
I think we're close to having something here.
I'm here at the Pinball Hall of Fame to visit with Tim and see how he's doing on the golf ball slot machine. The last time I saw Tim, he told me that the stepping mechanism was too far gone. I'm hoping that he figured out something to make this thing work.
So I found this mechanism here on one pile of scrap, and then I found this gear. It has to be a gear that steps exactly nine times because there's nine possible winners on the slot machine. And then over here on the other side, I had to find each one of these fingers.
Right.
It's checking for two cherries, three plums. Once it's checked all nine positions, then it'll go ahead and pay golf balls out of this mechanism.
So this thing's gonna tell this switch, okay, I'm gonna give it nine balls.
Right. So instead of getting money, they're gonna get
golf balls. All right.
I've got it kind of jerry-rigged in here.
Right.
So that I can test it. I can hook up the last of the wires here and we can see if this is gonna work. Okay. These fingers should step through to determine each position, whether there's a winner there.
If this thing doesn't work, it'll never work because Tim is like the only guy in the world that I know that can make this happen.
If it steps nine times, I think we've got a winner. So here we go. Ah, it's moving.
All right. Right on.
not.
Look at that, look at that, look at that. It's going. Each one of these fingers is going through and checking for different winners.
Tim is awesome. To be able to actually take a bunch of parts and make this stepping mechanism work, he's a genius.
That's done. I think we're there.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim, very much. See you later.
The two-man chainsaw was a big job inside and out. Our research led us to discover that it's a McCulloch from the early 50s. So we were able to track down the parts needed to make it run. The motor's back together, the parts are painted and chromed. Now we're just doing the finishing touches before showing it to the customer.
All right, Mickey, it's right out here.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm here at Rick's Restorations today to pick up my two-man chainsaw. My dad passed his chainsaw down to me, so it's got a lot of sentimental value. I just can't wait to see it, and I hope it's running.
You remember what this thing looked like when you dropped it off, right?
Oh, yeah, just a bunch of pieces, rusted pieces.
Right, it was just a pile of junk. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Holy look at that. That's the same chainsaw?
That is the same chainsaw. Does that not just say, give me a tree right now and I want to saw that thing down?
That is awesome.
It's mean looking.
What really popped out to me was all the chrome and the colors. Rick did an excellent job incorporating my colors for my business, red and black. It looks awesome.
It's a showpiece now. That's what I wanted, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We researched it, found the manufacturer. It's a McCulloch model 755. It's 7 horsepower and 55 pounds of end weight. Everything on this thing has been redone from the recoil to the motor all the way to the transmission. On the bar, we ended up chroming it. I wanted it really, really shiny, be able to see like a mirror. The chain, I sort of wanted to offset it with a different color, so I ended up doing with this CAD plate, so it gives it a little bit of different texture.
That chain is unbelievable. I can't believe you got it to look better than you like that.
Yeah. One of the other things that's very versatile about this McCulloch, you actually can spin the blade. Let's say if you wanted to go sideways, you would hold that, sort of lift it up a little bit. I would undo this, okay, and now you should be able to spin it. There you go, boom. I'll lock it back down again.
Wow.
Check it out.
That is awesome.
Okay, so now we're going through the tree sideways.
Right. That's such an awesome feature. It's so badass, I just want to cut a tree down with it.
You might be able to do that.
I'm hoping he was able to get it running so I can crank it up and hear it run.
All right, let's see how she goes.
Wow. That is just awesome. It just sounds like it's got a lot of power.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed. My plan now is to take it home, hang it up in my shop. Just can't wait to see everybody's reaction when they come in and look at it. Well, Rick, I'm just so happy and pleased with it. I couldn't ask for anything more. Thank you.
All right, bud. Let's go in the office. We'll finish up the paperwork.
Okay.
It was a really fun project.
Good. I'm glad.
All paint looks similar after it's dried, but sometimes when restoring an old item, you need to know what kind of paint you have. Which of these can be used to determine if old paint is oil-based or latex? A, water, B, denatured alcohol, C, paint stripper, D, bleach. The answer and more coming up. Which of these can be used to determine if old paint is oil-based or latex? The correct answer is B, denatured alcohol. Take a rag, dip it in alcohol, and then rub it back and forth on the surface. If the paint doesn't come off, like you can see here, then you have oil-based paint. If it does come off, like you can see here, then you have latex. This is a great tip when you're doing your restoration as far as what kind of a product to paint on top of your old one.
The golf ball slot machine is finally ready to go. Mike and Tim worked on the mechs, and my guys did the woodwork, painting, polishing, and assembly. I'm optimistic that the customer will score it as a hole-in-one.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Ulick's here for the golf ball slot machine.
Awesome.
Hello,
hey,
Ulick,
how you been?
Good. I was sure excited to hear that my golf ball slot machine was ready.
You want to see it?
I sure do.
Hey, come on, it's over here.
I bought this machine 25 years ago, and it was not working then. So I'm very excited, hopefully, to see that machine work today.
Here it is right here.
Okay.
All right, so Ulick, you remember how this thing used to look. I mean, it was just beat up.
It was trash. The wood was all rotten. The mechanism was all rusted. There was just very little left of the machine.
All right, so keep that in your head. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Check
wow. Holy moly, that can't be the same machine. Wow, that looks really, really good.
Is that cool?
If I showed the pictures before and after, there's no way to recognize it. I was blown away. I just couldn't believe that it was the same machine that I brought in here.
Somebody actually converted it to a golf ball machine. It originally took quarters and paid out quarters. Yours had the page boy on the front of it. This particular machine has the payout right here instead of the page boy. This bottom casting is an original one. There was one here, but it's made to take coins, and they cut out the jackpot area and ended up sticking golf balls in there. So I wanted to replace this back with the original piece. This is the cup for the golf balls. We went and got the right one that mounts down here, painted it the same color. So now you've got a totally original golf ball machine from top to bottom.
It's a pretty overwhelming machine. No, the fact that Rick was able to find original parts to restore that machine to absolutely original condition preserves the integrity of the machine. It just makes everything better.
Okay.
Wow.
See how the mech's all been gone through?
This looks completely different than when I brought this thing in here. I know that. It was a rust bucket when it came in.
Yeah, it really, really was. Every part inside there has been reworked. It's all been cleaned up and glass beaded to make it look like it's brand new again, which it is. And then all the reels got new reel strips put on them in the theme of golf.
After seeing this machine collecting dust in my garage for 25 years, to see it beautifully restored exceeded all my expectations. I'm dying to see if it works.
Yeah, okay. Here's some quarters. Now you can test your luck.
Look at there. Three greens. Now that is cool.
Isn't that cool? You got three balls, green, 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 and it paid you out three.
I'm really happy with it.
Thank you. Let's go in the office and we'll finish up some paperwork and I'll help you load.
Sounds good.